From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Thai authorities say they are looking for a suspect seen on a closed-circuit TV camera near a popular shrine where a bomb blast killed 22 people in Bangkok. Bangkok's national police chief told Reuters news agency the suspect can be seen in the video wearing a yellow shirt and a backpack, which he removes while on a bench. Later, he is seen moving away without the backpack. The government says the attack during Monday evening rush hour in the capital's bustling commercial hub was aimed at destroying the economy. No one has claimed responsibility. Rain fell Tuesday on the Chinese port city of Tianjin, complicating recovery efforts and raising fears about possible effects from toxic chemicals following last week's massive explosions at a warehouse that killed at least 114 people. Some 57 people still remain unaccounted for, most of them firefighters. China's top prosecutor has opened an investigation into the cause of the accident and whether safety rules regarding the location of chemical facilities in relation to homes and main roads were violated. Calling it strong, long-term, and verifiable, a group of arms control and nuclear non-proliferation specialists have come out in support of an international pact aimed at restraining Iran's nuclear program. The Washington-based Arms Control Association says the agreement advances the security interest of the P5+1 nations, the European Union, their allies and partners in the Middle East, and the international community, and ensures any effort by Iran to pursue nuclear weapons, even a clandestine program, would be detected promptly. This is VOA News. The United Nations